igniting, inspiring, and evoking the fire within.
I have some experience. I was not alive during the 1972 Miami Dolphins perfect season.
It's certainly older than, I'm older than I ever thought I was going to get. In my mid-30s, much to my chagrin, I realized that I actually enjoyed helping people. Three of the greatest words in the English language that don't get used often enough are, I don't know. No sin not to know, but it is a sin to not know and to lead people to believe that you're something that you aren't. I like Popeye. I am what I am, and that's all that I am. And it's got to be a good I am.
You're listening to the What's Your Inspiration podcast with Fox Beyer.
On this next episode of the What's Your Inspiration podcast, we have an award-winning author of two books, a coach and professional speaker. Great friend Luana Parker will make us believe in our dreams, lets us know that we are enough, and that it's never too late to get to where we want to go. This should be fun. Here we go.
Hello and welcome to episode number 17 of the What's Your Inspiration podcast. A very special guest today. We have Miss Luana Parker. She's an award-winning author of two books, a coach, and professional speaker. Luana, how are you today?
I am doing absolutely fabulous today. It's a great day, and anytime I get up in the morning, it's a great day. One more day I get to do something.
Absolutely, absolutely. Describe to the people out there the current weather in California.
Oh, it's hot out here. I don't know what it was yesterday, but for several days we've had triple digits, like 106, 109. Very hot. Try to stay in, away from the hot weather. It's but you know what? As I tell people, there was a time when I would just love the hot weather, and I was excited when the spring and the summer came. And then I got older, and all of a sudden I couldn't get rid of enough clothes to get cooled off. But it's still nice to have the nice warm weather, as long as it doesn't last too long. You know, I like some breaks in there.
Yes, a variety is always nice. But let me tell you, people, Luana is going to heat things up, even though you are probably inside listening to this podcast. Absolutely. Absolutely.
How would you like me to heat things up?
Well, I think just generally speaking, you're going to heat things up. So Luana, let's get rolling with this. I would love for you to proclaim something that I know for you is plainly true. You make others do this. So could you please, in this moment, stand up and proclaim that you are the greatest?
I actually have done that in several speeches. I am the greatest. Yes, I proclaim that because Muhammad Ali said it, and he claimed it before he became the greatest, and he became the greatest. So I figure if it works for him, it's got to work for the rest of us.
No doubt about it.
I proclaim it, and I claim it.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's affirming positive outcomes before they actually happen. Those things work. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do. We all have a form of greatness in us, different things that nobody else can do or match. The sad part is that we don't recognize it or proclaim it, and so sometimes people leave and they never experience that greatness that's within them.
That's true. It's about unwrapping. It's about finding your passion. A couple of podcasts back, Tanya Hoffman told me this. It's about constant search for discovery and forming yourself. Not really about finding yourself, but it's a process of just discovery and forming yourself through time.
I like learning. I'm always looking to learn something new and experience it, and then share that information with others. There are a few things that I'm not interested in doing. I'm not going to jump out of a plane.
Me neither.
Experience that. Or walk across the Niagara Falls on a tightrope.
Yeah, you could have that as well, people.
And I told my children, whatever you do, please do not get stranded on the top of the Empire State Building, because your mom, as much as she loves you, may not come up there to help you if you're in trouble.
Luana, I don't know what they'd be doing to get stranded on top of there, but I'm with you. I'm not going either. Sorry, kids.
Yeah, life is great. And the older I get, the more I seem to love it, and the more I recognize the greatness that's out there and the opportunities that are out there for us. And my regret, and yet not a regret, is that I didn't recognize these things sooner. But I have come to the conclusion that perhaps God didn't want me to recognize them sooner, because I need to be here to help somebody else that's in my age bracket that may be going through the same thing, to remind them it's never too late.
That's one of the things that when I introduced you, that you stress, it is never too late to do what you want to do in your life.
Absolutely.
Luana, we're going to get rolling with this question. Now, you've talked about how, as time has gone on, you've realized things. Going back to early on, what were some of your earliest passions, and what were the obstacles you faced in achieving your goals?
Well, as a child, you have a lot of things that you want to do and imagine yourself doing. For example, I thought about modeling and dancing on stage, just to name a couple of things, to be able to sing. Well, I don't have a voice for singing, so I had to settle for being in a choir where my voice could be muffled by others. And as for dancing on stage, I did get to do that. In fact, I took some belly dancing lessons, and we actually did some exhibitions at one of the military bases, so I got to dance on stage. And I got to model for churches and other organizations, but hey, I got them all. But my real passion was I wanted to write, and I wanted to give speeches. And what I found was that even though I wanted to do those things, I couldn't, or whatever, well, I know what the reasons were. I allowed others to tell me I couldn't, and then I accepted those things that, no, you can't. And I added on to, I came up with my own reasons as to why I couldn't. As I told someone, I became the queen of reasons why I couldn't do something. I could come up with a reason for just about anything. And that helped me back. And there are many people who find themselves in that situation. I have come to the conclusion that if there's something that you're really passionate that you want to do, it's in you to do it. You have everything that you need to be able to do that. But we're so hung up on the negative, and I haven't figured out why it is that we always go to the negative. Even when we have people who tell us, oh, you're good at this, you can do this, oh, you're great at that, we revert back to the negative for some reason when that one person comes along and says, oh, why are you even bothering? You're just wasting your time. That one little negative can overrule everything.
It's true. I don't know why that is, but we're so drawn to that. And I sort of have a rule with myself, and I don't always follow it, Luana. It's the 8-second rule. If I get a negative thought in my head, I've got 8 seconds to get it out of my head or think of something else, because they can be very detrimental.
Yes, they can, and that's a good rule to have.
Now I can't take full credit for it.
I'm going to have to steal that one from you.
you could go right ahead, and as is in most cases, I stole that from a book called Mind Gym.
Okay.
It's called the 8-second rule, Mind Gym, and I don't quite recall the one of the author, but it's yes, the 8-second rule.
Okay.
So we can
look that up.
We can look it up, and if I can get my hands on some information, I will send you a link to buy that book on sale now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's going back in negativity. Yeah, I don't know what in human nature draws us to that. I don't know if it's the need for sympathy or, you know, I don't know what it is. I do know that one of the many lessons that I've learned from my dad is that when you're speaking to somebody, always believe and act like nobody has it better than you, because in my view, in his view, it's always the opposite a lot of times. People talking to me think, well, nobody has it worse than me. And so I've tried to flip that over time, and you seem to act much in the same way.
Mm-hmm. That's great. In fact, that's one of the things I try to do with people is to boost their confidence up, because sometimes I see things in people that perhaps they don't or they don't recognize, and they just need somebody to see what it is that they have, and they help them get their confidence up so that they can go after what they want. In April, I did a speaker summit, and it was called Courage to Live Your Dream. And that's what the speakers spoke on, the things, some of them spoke on challenges that they had to go through to get to where they're at and how they got to where they were at. And it was very empowering and informative and inspiring. We had one young man who had, at 21, lost his ability to walk. But he had a great mom who would not let him fall into despondency and that he couldn't do anything. She kept telling him over and over, you are able. And one of the things that he really wanted to do was to play hockey. Well, now he thought that dream was lost, but he still studied and read everything he could about it. And from the years that he had practiced prior to losing his ability to walk, he was able to get on a team, a handicapped team, to play hockey. And because he was so good and he has gained so much knowledge, he was made coach for the team. And he led his team twice to world championship. And he's received numerous awards and accreditation for what he's done. And he's now trying to put together a group to help people who are handicapped so that they know just because you have a handicap does not mean you cannot get out there and do just like everyone else.
Yeah,
his name is Chris Finn. He's a very unique person. And I just want to give that plug to him because I think he's doing an awesome job.
Cool. Luana, say his name again.
Chris Finn. F as in Frank, I-N-N.
Chris Finn. Okay. That's just a story of proving the fact that passion is much more important than skill.
I think you're right.
I mean, there's no question there. I mean, he was non-ambulatory and based on his passion and knowledge of the game of hockey, his team's won.
Yeah, absolutely.
Flat out.
That's a very good point you make, because if you've got a strong enough passion for something, you will find a way to do it. No matter what the obstacles are, you will find a way.
And I think it's 10 out of 10 times or 100 out of 100. And you got to 100% want to do it, but I think passion is much more important than physical skill. And you noted that in Mr. Finn's story.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have a website or anything?
I You know what he does? I'll have to get the link and I'll send it to you.
That'd be wonderful.
I don't know it off the top of my head. I apologize for that.
That's
okay. I'll get it and send it to you.
That's okay. Well, I'll post that along with this the write-up on this podcast. Outstanding. So we've got some personal stories from Luana and her passions, and then people she's met along the way. Now, Luana, it is time for a game called What, Which, and Where. Are you ready?
Yes. Let's get the game started.
Oh, boy. Here we go. She's passionate. Okay, I'm going to give you a line. It could be a song lyric from a famous author or poet or personality, and I want you to tell us where or who it came from.
Oh my goodness, I don't know that I'm that good.
Well, that's a very eloquent way of saying, Luana, just fill in the line. So here we go. Here's number one. Could you please fill this in? It is far better to have people speaking about you than
to have them ignore you.
One for one, Luana.
I don't know where that came from.
Where was that?
I gotta tell you. It is more important. I had a friend tell me about that one time. She said, you know what? I don't care what people say about me, good or bad. At least they know I'm around. It's when they ignore me that I get upset.
Hey, hear me roar. Either way, hear me roar. I love that quote. And that was from your blog, no?
Yes, and I probably took it from her.
Yes, you see, there we go again. Degrees of separation. We had the 8-second rule coming from the book Mind Gym, and then that from a friend of yours, which you put on your blog. Sharing of ideas. Luana, you should be feeling very good. You are 1-for-1. Here is number 2 in What, Which, and Where. It goes like this. Be the person you are destined to be. Turn around and let your naysayers kiss your ass.
Please don't tell me I put that word on my blog.
you certainly did not.
Try not to do those things. I mean, I use the letter, but I try not to spell it out.
Yeah, I know. I just love that line.
But you know what? It's true. One of the greatest, I hate to use the word revenge because that sounds so negative, but the best way to get at someone who has steadily put you down or told you what you can't do is to be a success at the thing that you want to do and then have them come to you. That happened with my mom.
Oh, really?
My mom, when we were young, set what we thought were really lofty goals because we were on the county. We had nothing, you know. But she had these 4 things she was determined she was going to do. And I got to tell you, as the years passed by, we thought it's not going to happen. But she never gave up. And she got those goals. She achieved those goals. It was 4 of them. She wanted to work for the post office. She wanted some money in the bank. She wanted her own house, and she wanted a car. She had made all 4 of those goals. She had 2 houses. And then my dad had to come to her when he needed some funds. That's her revenge, if you want to use that word, was she loaned it to him and told him he had X amount of time to get it back to her or she would take him to court.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, he got it back to her. But she felt so good because he had to come to her all those years when she needed and he wasn't there. And then suddenly he needed her help and she was able to do it.
Outstanding.
That's revenge.
That is pure revenge. Finding happiness without that person who is getting your goat.
Right. So, yes, you just do what you have to do and turn your back on the naysayers. Don't let them hold you back. Don't let them put you down. Whatever they say, let it slide off your back and keep on going. Because in the end, they'll come to you.
As evidenced by your story. It's evidenced by your story. Mm-hmm. And you need some funds, and where did he go? To your mom.
Mm-hmm.
To your mom. So, Luana, yeah. do you know where that last quote came from?
No.
You definitely...
I read so many books. In fact, I got my own library.
You certainly do.
But memory.
You certainly do, and you have a very good memory. You're an avid reader. I can tell you that last June, you held this material in your hand. You did. You were walking around holding this quote in your hand, literally.
Don't tell me it's in your book.
It absolutely is.
You know, the one story that in there that I was poem that I really liked that you wrote is the one about beyond the beyond.
Going,
I love that.
Going beyond the beyond.
I absolutely love that. Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. Maybe we'll put it in at the end of this podcast. But yeah, it's I can tell you the story about how it sort of came around. I'm driving home from work one day and I'm listening to some music, and it's a live music, not studio music. And the lead singer comes on, and one of the things he mentioned was going beyond the beyond. And I immediately thought, I mean, that's aligned to something. And probably then and there, within the next 15 minutes, I wrote that poem, Going Beyond the Beyond. And what I'll do, actually, at the end of the podcast is as we end up, post a good buddy of mine, Stephen Whetstone, who I had in an earlier podcast. He actually put some music to it, and it sounds pretty doggone good. So thanks, Luana.
Oh. Oh, okay. Good.
You better believe it.
Yeah, I was. that one. What it did for me is that I felt that it was telling me, no matter what it is that you think you can do, go beyond that. You got to stretch yourself further, and that's what I took from it.
Yeah, I mean. So, Your boy Muhammad Ali, what did he say when he used to work out and do push-ups? I don't count the push-ups or the sit-ups until they hurt.
Yeah. I mean, last year I was reading about him, and one of the things that the author who wrote the article was saying about Muhammad Ali when he had to fight Sonny Liston was that Muhammad Ali was saying that he was the greatest, but he not only said he was the greatest, he believed that he felt that he was the greatest, whereas Sonny Liston said the words, but it was because other people said them to him,
right,
not because he felt them, and that was the difference between them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Muhammad Ali was a personification of the greatest. Mm-hmm. He internalized it, and Sonny Liston did not. Right.
Right.
Man, we're getting deep here, Luana. We're getting very deep on the podcast.
Yeah, we're supposed to be lighthearted, entertaining here.
What the heck is this? This has gone a different direction. Oh, dear. This is far too much fun. Far too much fun. Luana, you are one for two on what, which, and where, and I'm going to hit you with this. Who said this? He who is not courageous enough to take risks will accomplish nothing in life.
Oh my gosh. I saw that not too long ago, and for the life of me, I can't remember.
I'll say it again.
That.
Yep, I'll say it again. He who is not courageous enough to take risks will accomplish nothing in life.
I want to say Vince Lombardi, but I'm not sure. I saw that not too long ago.
Luana, you one, you are name dropping. Number two, this if
the, I'm not name dropping.
I'll say this: you are the biggest name of anybody we've mentioned. I don't care if it's Vince Lombardi, Muhammad Ali, Sonny Liston, Luana Parker. You are the biggest name.
I know Vince Lombardi said this, and I was reading this one this morning, and I really like it. I'm going to post it. He says, a man can be as great as he wants to be if he believes, if you believe in yourself and have the courage, the determination, the dedication, the competitive drive, and if you are willing to sacrifice the little things in life and pay the price for the things that are worthwhile, it can be done. And that's a whole mouthful right there, because you need that. You've got to believe in yourself, number one. You've got to start believing in yourself. And if that means saying something over and over and over until your mind accepts it, then that's what you do. And then you got to have the determination to follow through.
No? 100%. Did you did you memorize that entire quote?
No, I didn't. I told you I'm putting it on my on my computer, and I'm going to put a copy in my car and every place else that I might keep looking.
You have come prepared.
So I just happen to have it laying here.
A prepared guest. I love it. I love it. Now, Luana, going back to the previous quote, if this person had teeth, he would bite you. Right now, I mean, we've been talking about him. Seriously.
If he had teeth, he would bite.
Yeah, because we've been talking about him.
You mean you don't have teeth?
No, I mean, I have teeth, but as far as that past quote, he was not courageous enough to take risks, will accomplish nothing in life, we've been talking about him this entire podcast.
Oh. Muhammad Ali said that?
He certainly did.
I missed that. I missed that. I could have swore. Well, okay. He said it. I'm taking your word for it.
That's it. I put the mind trick on you.
I must have saw it when I was reading about him, and that's why I remember hearing him, but I thought it was somebody else who said it when I tried to think back. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You are on your game. Luana, I would love, what if we found ourselves in this situation at a round table discussion with Muhammad Ali and Vince Lombardi? What would that be like?
Oh, my gosh. Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what? The only person missing would be that Yogi Berra with what did they call his isms?
Yogi isms. Deja vu all over again. Your future is still ahead of you. Yeah, you're right. That would be mind-blowing.
That would be great. A lot of wisdom there. And just both of them were very competitive.
Yes.
Don't let anything stop them.
Yes. I mean, three very competitive people. And then if we added your mom into the mix, holy cow.
She might try to tell them a thing or two. Oh.
I would pay to sit in on that. No question about it. Luana.
Yeah.
Very well done. I'm going to give you 2 out of 3. What, which, and where? Can you accept that?
I can accept that.
That's outstanding. That is
absolutely.
That is outstanding. Luana, to wrap up here, I would love you to do a couple of things. Plug your books that you have out. Talk about Emerging, your company, and where are you speaking next? Fire us up.
Okay. Well, the first book that I wrote, actually, it was part of an anthology, and it was the one that entered into a contest, and it was selected to be with 9 other stories. And it was a book, they called it Stories One. And the reason it's an international award-winning author is because it was published in Australia. I don't think it's in print anymore. That was about 14 years ago. The most recent book I wrote in 2015 was The Story of My Mom, which I share some of her struggles and how she pulled through on those. And I entered a poem that I wrote also for her. My regret is that I didn't do that before she passed. Afterwards, I just felt inspired. I needed to share her story. So those are the two that I wrote. I do have another one that will be coming out sometime this year. I can finish it. I'm almost through. And I haven't really given it a title. It has a working title that's Never Too Late, but I haven't settled on one. That's the story of me and some of the things that I went through and to get to where I'm at. And I include in there my 7 ingredients for success.
Yes.
I'm real excited about that. I have been stalling on that and stalling. I finally decided, you know what? I need to put this out there because there's somebody waiting to hear how I handle my situation, and it might help them. So I started plugging on it, and it'll be out. It'll be coming out. As for speaking, I will be speaking next month at the Women's Health Influence Conference. It's going to be in the Bay Area, San Francisco. No, not San Francisco, Mountain View, which is not far from San Francisco.
Okay.
So I'm real excited about that. I will be doing another speaker summit in August, and that I'm really enthused about it because I'm going to be giving some more speakers an opportunity to speak before a group. Some of them will be first-time speakers before a public group. So that's real exciting then when you have new people who haven't done it before and they're given this opportunity to get up before a group. They sometimes surprise you. As for Emerging, that is my program I created to help women to boost their confidence. And I say women because women are the ones who usually sign up for it. Men are certainly welcome to be a part of it. But what I do is I work with women, helping them to increase their confidence. And there's some who have no confidence at all, but we work through that. Then I challenge them to come up with a goal, something that they really want to do that is not so overwhelming that they back off, but it has to be bigger than anything they've done before. And then we work through steps on how to accomplish that goal through small increments. And after each one of those little increments that they achieve, they get to reward themselves with something that they want to do. It could be whatever they want, maybe an extra bowl of ice cream or going to a movie with some friends.
Something I'll take that.
Makes them feel good that they've reached that small step towards the bigger goal. We work with communication skills to help them to get before a group and put their message out there. Sometimes people just want to be able to share things and they don't know how to put it in a structured way so that it comes across to others. And of course, we work with helping them to accept who they are, recognize who you are, and accept who you are because there's no one else like you on planet Earth. So that's the Emerging program. And it's kind of nice.
I think it's great.
4 to 6 weeks, depending on the number of people that's involved and how in depth we need to go into working with the individuals.
I think it's outstanding what you're doing, Luana. And the thing that struck me the most meeting you last summer was your enthusiasm and how approachable you were. And I just want to thank you for. And you don't know that you're doing this, but just your overall guidance, and it's just the way that you model behavior. And I don't know if anybody's told you that, but just the way you do it with some like a calm enthusiasm, if I could use those two words together. It's very, very unique, and I've loved having you on. So thank you.
Thank you so much. You're the second person in 2 days that said that to me. Yeah, at least know me for a little while, but the other person just met me yesterday and we were talking, and when I got ready to leave, they said, "You are special." I don't know if anybody's told you that, but you're special, and you need to be out there letting people know. Wow.
Well, amen to that. She's right.
You just, I guess I'll accept his words for what they were.
Yes. Yes, I mean, I love
it. It's been a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you so much for inviting me. to be a part of your program. I think you're a special person as well. When I met you last year, I thought this individual has something going for him. And so I'm glad that I bought your book. And I'm glad that, are you going to do another one?
Yes, I've actually, Luana, started to turn those poems into songs. And a couple of them, yeah, this is actually exciting, very exciting. And a couple of them have been accepted. And by August, we're going to have demos out. So I'm tickled.
Well, whatever you do, make sure you let me know when that happens, all right?
I'm going to force feed you a copy of the songs.
thank you so much. Listen, by the way, if any of your listeners would be interested in learning a little more about me, just tell them they can go to LuanaGParker.com. That's my website. My blog is LuanaSpeaks.com, where I try to give out a little helpful information. But anyone that hops in on my website, I'll be happy to send you a 12 tips to confidence and goal setting success sheet.
Outstanding. Luana, just spell your website again for the listeners.
Luana is LawannaNNA initial G Parker.com.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. You know the format of the podcast. You just answered my next question. How can people get in touch with you? And Luana, the final question I have for you is, who do you recommend as a guest on an upcoming podcast?
Oh, wow. You know, I know a number of people that I have met. Have you spoken with Raven?
I have not. I would love to have her on.
Well, she was at the conference last year. We have since gotten to be some pretty good friends, and I think she would make a great guest because she hosts her own show too, you know.
Yes, she does.
And there are a number of people here. Katrina Sawa would make a good guest.
Now I know Katrina.
Jennifer Darling.
Okay.
Tanya Tyrus Parker, no relations.
Okay.
There's a number of people that would be great guests for your show.
Well, I've written all of those down, and I am going to do my darndest to get them on. Thank you, Luana.
They all have websites, and if you have trouble reaching them, send me an email, and I'll get them for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again for having me on your program, and much success in doing this. This is outstanding. I am so proud. I feel like you're my child. He's gone out and done his own thing.
I've done my best. Luana, you are the greatest.
Thank you. And you are too.
Great, great. That will wrap up episode number 17 of the What's in Your Inspiration podcast. Luana and I will talk at you all later. Take good care.
You have been listening to the What's Your Inspiration podcast with Fox Buyer. Because impact on each other is the greatest currency you could ever have.
Start the bar high and raise it. Stretch yourself to the limit so much you can't take it. Whatever you're facing, it's in trouble. Everything you do, do it on the double. Go beyond the beyond. Go beyond the beyond. Find that extra gear, for in your mind, the finish line is clear. Ready, set, and on your mark. You have the keys and your double park. Go beyond the beyond. beyond the beyond. For through your pain, you will heal. Find your demons and toss them, your own fears. Ready yourself for the ultimate spectacle. Strap it on and create your own miracles. Go beyond the beyond. Be the best human you ever knew. A story that we can all aspire to. Go beyond the beyond. Go beyond the beyond.